Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning, everybody around town here on WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
And it's Monday. We survived another weekend.
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, we survived another weekend with an extra day off.
We did.
You know what? Sunday and Monday, Lynn and I were planting flowers. And I realize I'm not as young as I used to be because I was having to get up and down and up and down and move around and crawl around. And I got to tell you, I am feeling it this morning.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a little sore. I can hardly get out of a chair, let alone around town.
Yeah, well, we're here nonetheless.
We are. Great Memorial Day weekend, actually. When we weren't planting flowers, we were doing the summer celebration tour.
Yeah, we had a couple of stops on the summer celebration tour, and what a fun time. First of all, I want to mention Arcadia, because Friday night we were on Arcadia for the 73rd annual Broiler Dairy Days Festival, brought to you by the Lions Club.
Yes.
And what an amazing event. We were right across from the world's biggest chicken pit, right there outside the pavilion. It was a nice night, a little chilly.
Very chilly and windy.
And windy, but nonetheless, it was a great night, and we had an awesome time.
We really did. You can't have a bad time in Arcadia. The people at the Lions Club are so nice. They're wonderful.
Yep, and I want to thank some of the folks who were on the air with me this year's Festmasters.
Yeah.
Tom and Connie Steinmetz from Newcomb Valley Inn.
Speaking of the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour, the Newcomb Valley Inn is where our end-of-season party will be in October.
October 4th, and that ought to be a great time. You're invited. Everybody's invited. If you're hearing this, you're invited. Just come on out. Join us. It's going to be a great time. We're going to start at 11. The kickoff is at noon, and it's going to be a great time out there at Newcomb Valley Inn. Also want to thank Dave Boots Bjorgi, Todd Klapotic, Jerry Sorensen, and Jay last year's Festmaster for joining me on the air. It was just a great time.
And, you know, Arcadia is a great place to spend Memorial Day weekend for a lot of reasons. The Broiler Dairy Day celebration is one of them. The other thing that's really cool about Arcadia is they have the Soldiers Walk. The Soldiers Walk in Veterans Memorial Park. Did you know that the Soldiers Walk is largely considered the largest war memorial in the United States? It's 54 acres outside of Washington, D.C.
I never knew that, but I will tell you, it's an amazing place.
And it is.
If you've never been to Memorial Park in Arcadia, you really owe it to yourself to go. And if you start right up at the top at the amphitheater with all the displays up at the amphitheater and then walk all the way down the park, you will be amazed. They even have a beam from the World Trade Center from 2001.
Yeah, it's definitely worth your trip.
It really is. And I got it with Ron Wanick and the whole Wanick family. What an amazing thing they put together there.
They have.
And then on Saturday, we went north in the county to Pigeon Falls.
Pigeon Falls.
How can you not have fun in Pigeon Falls?
Everybody has fun in Pigeon Falls.
We did.
We did.
And it was the fire department dance, and had a great time up there. What a good crowd, too.
Wow.
With the Gators, they were performing, and then Tippin' Back Ridge went on stage at 7 o'clock. And
right.
A lot of great food, and we had a good time.
We did, and you talked to several people up there. Fire Chief Tim Skodal, who is celebrating his 25th year on the department, 11th year as chief.
Isn't that something? 25 years. Way to go, Tim, and thanks for joining me on the air. Also, Fred Ackley, a good friend of WHDL. Brian Coxlean, the assistant chief, also joined me on the air. Larry Gardner, and from Tippin' Back Ridge, Kyle Hansen stopped by.
He did. It was good to talk to him again. Used to work at WHTL.
Yes, he did.
He
Kyle
did.
Hansen, and you might still hear him in a promo here and there on the air, but nice, nice to see Kyle, and of course they're back. You know, it's interesting. You know, it's kind of like carrying on the Sage tradition in a way, because of course both boys, Kyle and Danny, their dad is in Sage, and now they're playing the same festivals that their dads played a long time ago. So it's almost like carrying on the tradition.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool. Coming up this weekend, we got another stop on the Summer Celebration Tour, Lynn.
The next stop on the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour is in Aliva for the Aliva Broiler Fest. We will be there from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday night.
That's a great event up there.
Oh, it is.
You know what I remember about Aliva Fest every year? The corn dogs.
Oh, people line up. I don't know how many deep to get those handed corn dogs, the foot-long corn dogs.
It's incredible. They line up for all night long. And I know the people that sell the corn dogs, I think it was last year, actually had to go, I think, to Eau Claire. And I think during the event, they had to go to Winona and buy out every corn dog they could find, because they were running out. They didn't bring enough.
Yeah.
But their corn dogs are incredible.
There are. But of course, it's the chicken. It's all about the chicken.
Oh, yeah, it's the chicken.
And it's good.
And the burnout contest.
That's on Friday night at 6:30 at the main pole track. And the Queen's Coronation is on Friday night, too. That's a big highlight, too.
And, of course, music in the beer garden all weekend long. And it's just a big, big event. And we will be up there for it to stop on the Summer Celebration Tour. Make sure you see Lynn. Want to thank our sponsors for that, too. Peeler Brothers Distributing, Reedy Concrete Construction, Falls Meat Service, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadotten, Neillsville. Also want to thank Quick Trip on board this year, and of course the Newcomb Valley Inn. One thing that we also did last week that we want to mention, and there is a Facebook post about it, but this is something really special, and Lynn, I'm going to let you talk about it just
for a minute. Butch was out and about with awarding our WHTL Marty Little scholarships at various schools around the area last week, and we have a post up on Facebook about that. Memorial Day seems the right time to talk about that and remember Marty's contribution to the sports programs around the area. We have awarded 4 scholarships this year, and you can go to the Facebook page and get more about that. We aren't done with our events for this week. We also have sports.
A lot of sports.
Sports in softball and baseball, because we're at playoff time. We will be tonight going to Arcadia for a game between Fall Creek and Arcadia girls softball. Starts at 5 o'clock. I believe the pregame will start at 4:30. Mm-hmm. That will be broadcast by Dave Carlson and our new intern,
Vince Braun.
He started last week, so you'll hear a brand new voice on the radio tonight if you tune in. And we don't know yet who will be playing on Thursday night, but we will be covering a game for regional finals on Thursday evening as well.
And that'll be a sectional semifinal, but we just don't know who yet.
No, on sectional semifinals, I think, are next Tuesday.
Oh, is that next Tuesday?
I think this is regional finals on Thursday. Yeah.
And then the boys are going to kick off, too.
The boys will kick off next Wednesday. We'll do a boys game for regionals.
With baseball.
Yep.
All right, well, it's going to be another great week here in Wisconsin's heartland, and make sure you keep it tuned to WHTL. Go check out that post for the Marty Little Scholarship on our Facebook page. And Marty, it was a special thing to him. He always had a warm spot in his heart for athletes, and especially student athletes, and this is a great way to honor him and his memory at this point. I tell you, I can't remember when those scholarships started happening, but it was a long time ago.
It was, but Marty never made a big deal of things. It was important to the students in the schools, but we thought this year we needed to make a special note, because we miss him.
We do miss him. Keep it tuned to WHTL, of course, with your favorite radio station. And by the way, did you hear about the two snails that got into a fight, Lynn?
No, I can't say I did.
Oh, they were really slugging it out. Anyway, keep it tuned here to WHTL. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.